some ideas that Talmidim might have heard from me before. We pointed out when we were learning Pinnis that the structure of Eicha is an interesting structure, and there are many different parts to it that are not obvious. There's one point that we didn't emphasize that is really very much central to someone who looks at the psukim carefully, and that is the structure of the Aleph Beis in Perek Gimel versus in the other Prakim. In Perek Gimel, we have three times Aleph, three times Beis, three times Gimel. Ani agever ro ani b'shevet of rasoi, oisi nohag v'yolech choshech v'loyar, ach bi yoshuv yafoich yodoi kol hayoyim. So three times Aleph, and then Bila Bisari Vairi, three times Beis. Of course, in Perek Aleph, it's not that way. In Perek Aleph, we have Eicha Yashva Vadad with an Aleph. Pasuk Beis is Bachosich Beba Laila. And Pasuk Gimel is Golsa Yehuda. So whenever this happened, when there was anomaly in the structure of Tanakh, Soloveitchik used it as an opportunity. He often uses an opportunity to give a shtach to the Bible critics. That if you're familiar with Soloveitchik's work, The Lonely Man of Faith, and he works on the fact that Perek Aleph and Perek Beis seem to have different structures to the point that Yimaches Devarim, the Bible critics went so far as to suggest that that there are two different authors for the psukim. So Soloveitchik developed beautifully why it is that in Perek Aleph in Bereishis it's written one way, Perek Beis it's written a different way. The same thing in regards to Megillas Eicha. Megillas Eicha is written in a different way in Perek Gimel because it actually is a source of a different authorship, as we pointed out during the Kinnis. What do we mean different authorship? It was written at different times. Rashi in Yirmiyahu and Lamed Vav makes this point. That the Pasuk says, if we would have a Yirmiyahu, that the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu describes that Yehoyachin was instructed by Yirmiyahu through Baruch Hanavi, who had the Megillah of Eicha written, Perek Aleph and Perek Beis, and Yehoyachin threw it in a fire. Vosifu Dvarim. Then they rewrote it, and they wrote it with added words. And that's Perek Gimel. So we spoke about Perek Gimel when we learned Kinnis about Perek Gimel as far as Bechira Chafshis is concerned. That's what's emphasized. And the way Rav Soloveitchik understood is that's a Tziduk Hadin. We're going to, Be'ezer Hashem, now, in these few minutes, understand Perek Gimel in a different light, closer towards the light that we described in when we concluded with Elit Zion. And I want to examine a few halachas that are nogeya to Tisha B'Av, and specifically to post Mincha, and understand what is the messages behind Perek Gimel. If you remember, we mentioned that Perek Gimel, not only is it written out at a different time, and after the destruction of the Bais is a fait accompli, we also pointed out that there are a few psukim in Perek Gimel that are very, very positive that you don't have at all, mamish, in all of Eicha. First two prakim are awful prakim. Yet Perek Gimel, which is written when the Churban is supposed to happen, that's when we have Zois Hashuv Al Libi Al Kenochil. I put this to my heart, and therefore I have hope. And that was after the destruction of the Bais. So we need Tzarech Yun Gadol. What is it about Perek Gimel that specifically has this? And of course, that will explain why Perek Gimel is structured differently. Perek Gimel is structured differently because it was actually written at a different time with a different emphasis and a different motif. The Gemara in Tainis seems to equate the halachos of Avelus with the halachos of Tisha B'Av. The Gemara describes Tana Rabbanan kol mitzvahs hanoyagos ba'avel noyagos b'Tisha B'Av. Aser ba'achilu b'shtiyu b'sichu b'nilas asandu b'tashim shamita v'aser likreis b'tar b'nevim u'ksuvim v'lishanis mishna b'talmud b'medrish u'b'halachos u'b'agadas. So the Gemara describes that the halachas that apply to Avel apply to us. Of course, we've noticed that now it already is different because we're able to sit on chairs. However, there is another Gemara that people are less aware of. The Gemara in Psachim on Daf Nun Dalid Amud Beis equates Tisha B'Av to something else. Ein bein Tisha B'Av liyom HaKippurim ela sfeikoi belvad. There's no difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur except the halachos of safek, that by safek you could be makil on Tisha B'Av, and you have to be machmir on Yom Kippur. So, to put it in conceptual terms, there are two concurrent themes that run through Tisha B'Av. On the one hand, it's avelus on Yerushalayim. On the other hand, the Gemara says the halachas are the same halachas on Yom HaKippurim. Ah, you'll ask me that Yom HaKippurim and avelus l'chura have the same five inuyim, except for eating, of course, and on Tisha B'Av we have it too, because Tisha B'Av is a tainus. It's tainus plus avelus. So what is the Gemara bringing out when the Gemara adds Ein bein Tisha B'Av l'yom HaKippurim ela sfeik le'bilvad? So there is a nafkamina l'halacha. Nafkamina was actually a shaila that one of the young Talmidim, the young married Talmidim, asked me. And that is whether you're allowed to wash a baby on Tisha B'Av. It could very well be that the halacha of Tisha B'Av is going to be different than when it comes to the other Tanesim. Why? Because the Gemara fleshes out and says the following: Misayel Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Rabbi Elazar, Asa loy laadam shiyoshit etzboi b'mayim b'tisha b'av, k'derech she'asa lahoshit etzboi b'yom HaKippurim. That when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, there's another darga of inuyim. Now, when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, you're not allowed to even put your hand in water. Rechitza is asur for an avel. An avel is not allowed to wash himself. We're not allowed to take a shower. But on Tisha B'Av, there's another halacha. And that is the halacha like Yom HaKippurim, that you're not allowed to even stick your hand into water. So therefore, lichat chila, the answer to the shaila is that it's not pashut at all to bathe a child on Tisha B'Av, because asal adam shioshet z'bav amayim. If there are extenuating circumstances, then maybe the halacha is different. But the basic core halacha is one should be machmir, asal adam shioshet z'bav amayim. So that's funny, because I understand why Tisha B'Av, so what's coming out is that Tisha B'Av really has three parts to it. It's a Yom Tainus. It's also as Dine Avelus. Those two things we understand. Avel doesn't fast, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be Moneya in our Avelus from eating as well, so that people won't be rushing for pizza now, that people will be sitting, they have nothing else to do. Either they're going to take a nap, or they're going to sit and learn a little bit more. Or hopefully they're going to spend 10 minutes by themselves making a Cheshbon HaNefesh. That's what the Tafkid of Tisha B'Av is all about. Okay? But what's this new din that the Gemara says, Ein bein Tisha B'Av, and half nafkamina, also the Moshoi Sheetzpo B'Maim. By the way, another practical nafkamina, L'Nias Daiti, it could very well be that deodorant will also be a nafkamina. Are you allowed to put on deodorant on Tisha B'Av? So Yesh Lodun, whether one is allowed to put on deodorant on Yom HaKippurim. The reason why it would be a shayla on Yom Kippur is because if you take a look in the Rambam, I don't have the Rambam in front of me right now, but if you take a look at the Rambam, when he describes the halachos and hilchos tainus, the Rambam says that what's asur is a rechitza shel tainuk. The halachos on a tainus is that you're not allowed, I'm talking about the tainus that's daraisa, that you're not allowed to do a rechitza of tainuk, of pleasure. However, mashmos of the Rambam is that if it's rechitza not of tainug, it's going to be mutter. Today we assume that a shower by definition is considered rechitza shel tainug. Okay. Except maybe a cold shower like a person would take in the 9 days, that yesh lodun alav. But in general, a shower is considered rechitza shel tainug. But if you take a look in the Rambam in Hilchos Shvisas Osar, the Rambam writes that you have to be shoyves from rechitza and sicha. You have to rest from shvisa, from those two things. Washing and anointing oneself. It's not an isur of tainug. It's not the halacha, the isur of avelus, of rechitza shel tainug. But in Yom HaKippurim, the Rambam is, it's said over as a fancy lamdos, but it's mamish muchruch in the words of the Rambam. From the Rambam is mashma that when it comes to Yom Kippur, the isur is what we would call an iser shvisa, that there is a chiyu for a person to rest entirely from those things. Therefore, yej lodun, whether one would be allowed to put on deodorant on Yom HaKippurim. If that's so, ein ben Yom HaKippurim l'tisha B'Av elas feikol bilvad, and therefore, lechatchila, I think that one should not apply deodorant as well on Tisha B'Av. On another Tainis, even if it was a Tainis that had an Isser Rechitza, there were times in Chazal that there was an Isser Rechitza, it wouldn't be Aser. But here, there would be a prohibition of applying it for that reason. Oh, so but that's a curious din now. The Chaloy Shem Tainis, we for sure understand. Chaloy Shem Avelus, that we also understand. But this halacha, that it's equated to Yom HaKippurim, and Mamish has nafkaminas. Oh, another nafkamina. What about mouthwash? L'chura, one should be machmir. I think on the regular fast days, there's a lot of room to say that you'd be allowed to clean your mouth out. But l'chura on Tisha B'Av and Yom HaKippurim, there's an Isser L'Hoshe that's bo b'mayim. L'chura, one should not be washing one's mouth out as well. This Yisod, actually, we see in a Be'er Halacha. The Mechaber writes in Hilchos Tainis, in Simin Tov Kuf Samach Zayin, in regards to tasting food. So the Gemara in Yud Dalid in Brachos equates the halachos of tasting food for both bracha and tainis, and the halacha lemaisa in Hilchos Tainis is hasharui betanis yochel litom kidei revius. A person who tastes on a tainis, it's mutter. Ubilvachi yiflot, on the condition that he spits out. Ubiyom akipurim betisha bav aser ban yom kippur on tisha bav, it's going to be aser. So there's a big to do in the achroinim. Why it should be that, what's specific about Yom HaKippurim and Tisha B'Av? From the Kadmoinim, it seemed to be some type of chshash that you're going to swallow. If the chshash is going to be that you're going to swallow, then l'chura, on all Taneisim, it should be Yasser. The Be'er Halacha concludes over there, U'be'eshkol re'isi, she'etiku es divrei ha'ria bar'tziloni, she'mimenu noveh ha'din le'eser atima b'Yom HaKippurim v'Tisha B'Av, da'atam de'kaimelon osa lo'oshit yodol l'mayim be'elu v'kol hano asura. That the reason why it's going to be Asur is just like it's Asur Adon Lahoshit that's Bo Bamayim. So too, he's not allowed to put anything in his mouth, even if he's going to spit it out. It's not a halacha of Shema Yavalachla according to Eshkol. It's a halacha that a person has to be Shoyves from any type of Rechitza and any type of Hana. And I guess it was assumed that you could be done in the Be'er Halacha, look it up and see if you're masking, but it could be that the Be'er Halacha was assuming that if a person is going to put it in his mouth, so there's going to be some type of ke'ein rechitzas hapeh, and it's asur al tz'asur adam lohoshit etzboi b'mayim. So again, we see that there are mamish nafkaminas. We have the Gemara's one about putting your finger in the water, number two in regards to mouthwash, and number three is regards to te'im. On a regular fast, you're allowed to put it in your mouth and then spit it out. However, when it comes to Yom HaKippurim and Tisha B'Av, it's going to be Aser. But the Pella still remains. What's this Hashva'a to Shvisa? What is this? What's the connection between the two things? I mentioned in the past that there's a very, very interesting halacha in regards to the 9 days. What we call the 9 days really doesn't make any sense. Anyway, I know what I'm referring to, why the 9 days doesn't make any sense. So the Farish of Gemara against the 9 days. It's a big, big kasha. The Gemara says not that way. Where's the Gemara, if I could find it? Yeah. The Gemara in Tainis on Choftes Amud Beis. So question, let's just order our questions. Question number one is, what's this motif of Perek Gimel? Question number two is, with all the nafkaminas, is what's the correlation between Yom HaKippurim and Tisha B'Av? Question number three goes back to the 9 days itself. We know that Ashkenazim have a minug, that the halachas of Shavua Shechalbo begin from Rosh Chodesh. Choose that halacha at first glance is against the Beferish of Gemara. The Gemara has such a shita, but the Gemara rejects it. Gemara says, V'tanya idach, V'noyeg avel merosh chodesh v'ad atainis. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that avelus of the 9 days begins already from Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer kol chodesh kulay asur. Rabbi Yehuda says the entire month is asur. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Aymer ein asur el oise Shabbos bilvad. Rashbag, who the Mechaber paskins like, says Shavua Shechal boy. That's what's going to be asur. Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'shloisha mikra echad darshu. Dichsiv eishavti kol mesoisa Chaga Chadasha Vishavsa. Manda Amar Mirosh Chodesh Vatainis Mechaga. Umanda Amar Kala Chodesh Kulasa Mechadsha. Umanda Amar Kala Shabbos Kulasa Mishabata.
So they darsh in the pasuk differently. What do we emphasize? Do we emphasize that the whole Chodesh there was no longer Simcha, which would mean that Bein Hazmanim would be pretty dreadful, right? It would be all of Chodesh Av.
So different opinions. Zokt Rava Beferish Halacha. It's a Pella. The Sfardim always have the Derech HaMelech, right?
They got the Mechaber always has the simplest way.
Amar Rava Halacha K'Rebbe Shimon Gamliel.
The Halacha is like Rebbe Shimon Gamliel.
V'Amar Rava Halacha K'Rebbe Meir. And then Rava also taught the Halacha is like Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel was the one who had said Oysa Shabbos Bilvad the entire week. Rebbe Meir had said that you follow Meirosh Chodesh Aratainis. V'tarvayu lekula.
And the Gemara gives us a psak halacha. The Gemara says that we conclude that we take both of them lekula. Hilchas HaKemekel Be'avel Vamei Vinyavin. We take both of them lekula. That means that the week is asur. But the week up until Tisha B'Av and after Tisha B'Av, as we know, with an exception, there are a few halachos like no laundry until tomorrow afternoon and so on. But the basic halachos end with Tisha B'Av.
So how could the Ramah keep on saying all throughout the halachos on 9 days in Simin Tav Kuf Nun Aleph that the halacha is that you're makel, that we're machmir, no agin, that's his lashon. The minag is that we're machmir. He's being machmir against the Beferishim Gemara. It's not that there were two opinions. That the Mechaber followed one opinion of the Rishon and the Ramah a different opinion. The Gemara says Beferish, only Shvuah Shechalba. What's the Pshat in the Ramah? I think it's a very, very strong question. Now let's say a Torah and our Rebbe. So that's question number 3, right? Is that 3? Let's say a little bit of Torah and our Rebbe. In the Yerushalayim B'moadeha, our great Rebbe, Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, was asked, Ma ha-kavona b'mishenichnas av m'matim b'simcha? What's the kavona? They were asked halach l'maisa, right? We have the book in front of the Yerushalayim B'moadeha. People look it up for basic shaylas. He wants to know, whoever asked, wanted to know, asked Rebbe, what does it mean that mishenichnas av m'matim b'simcha? He wanted practical advice. So Rebbe's answer is, Nira shekolul bozeh kol minei simcha, Ve'ein laharbos b'tiyulim v'shar tanugim. It includes all different types of simcha, and you shouldn't be marbe on tiyulim and other pleasures. That's how Rebbe answered the question. So the Magia, who's probably a friend of mine, one of our friends from Tivari, there are a lot of Rebbeim that go through. Rebbe gives a one-sentence answer. And then there are a lot of different people who write in their own. And Rav Chizkiyo puts in, he has a few of his siblings, a few of his siblings and brother-in-laws, they add a lot of footnotes. And then there are some of the other Rabbeim, Nativarye, they get their hands on it, they also take a look at it before, and then we add a ha'ara here, a ha'ara here. So here I want to disagree with one of my friends. I don't know who it is. But one of the Magiyim adds the following to what Rebbe said. V'hosif bazeh ha'magiyah, b'pashtus yesh lamar, he asks a kash on Rebbe. He should have said, "Shematim b'simcha haynu b'binyan u'netiyah shel simcha u'kamosh nira b'tur." That mematim b'simcha is a beferish gemara. The gemara in Yevamis tells us what mematim b'simcha means. It says that you're not supposed to build or to plant. The halacha is that you're not supposed to start building a house. So he adds, "B'pashtus, Rebbe could have answered differently." So the question is why? Why did Rebbe not quote the gemara in Yevamis? Okay, so I know I'm leaning a little bit achronish. I'm touching up what our Rebbe said, but that's what we're supposed to do, no? We're supposed to do, try to understand what our Rebbe taught us. So I think the answer is the following. The Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Soloveitchik both explained that the halacha of Rosh Chodesh Av is not the halacha of Shvuah Shechalboy of Avelus.
The halacha of Rosh Chodesh Av started as a minhag, dafka a minhag, and the Ramah's lashon is meduyek, v'noyagim. It was a minhag that started to be memayit in simcha, so that people were getting themselves ready for Tisha B'Av. It was a chumra that some Ashkenazic communities took on themselves. The Sfardim never took that minhag. They just followed the halacha pshuto kimashma. They followed the Yerushalayim b'madeh b'pashas. They didn't introduce particular things of minhagim, but it was taken. If you look at the words in the Ramah, it's v'noyagim. It's not a halacha. It's a minhag. Rav Nevin Sal is not quoting a halacha of a iser binyan or iser natiya. He doesn't quote that Gemara in Yevamos. You know why he doesn't quote the Gemara in Yevamos? Because it was mishenichnas av. It was already from Rosh Chodesh Av. From Rosh Chodesh Av already began a very particular avoida, and that is for a person. And this is what we tried to drive home in the kinnis as well: is that a person put his heart in the mindset to be able to be ready for Tisha B'Av. It's not a halacha of binyan and netiya, which has halachas. Vameivin Yavin, we have it by Chol HaMoed and so on. It's not a halacha of binyan and netiya. It was a minhag of Avelus Shebelev. Of course, what's the problem when halachas become halachas? There's some people who only got the chitzonius of the halacha and not the pnimius of the halacha. So they dealt with it as asur and mutter, asur and mutter. You're not allowed to, what you're not allowed to do. Tisha B'Av became a bunch of don'ts, the 9 days. But the whole tafkid, the whole matara, the whole goal was to get a person that his lave was at a point that he was appropriately preparing for Tisha B'Av. In Kainim HaDvarim, we could put together what we emphasized in the kinnis as well. We emphasized the idea that the Avelus, the kinnos, is Ein Aninus Ela Belev. The avoda of a person truly beginning to take time out to transform his heart. We spoke about the Nefesh HaChaim, as describing that the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash wasn't the destruction of the physical Beis HaMikdash. The hearts of Klal Yisrael have become corrupt, and Mela, the Beis HaMikdash, can no longer exist. Rosh Chodesh Av begins a hachana. It's not too late. We have a few more hours. Rosh Chodesh Av begins a hachana of a lev, where a person begins this tikkun alev. That's the avodah of Tisha B'Av. Because the Tikkun Alev is the Yesod, according to Nefesh HaChaim, of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The purity, the Tahara of Alev, is that's the source. The Beis HaMikdash, as we mentioned last time, is the heart of the universes, the physical heart, and a Jewish heart, a simple Yiddish heart, that is the source of all Kedusha. If that's so, so then maybe we could go to the other set of halachas about the equation between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Yom HaKippurim is not stam chumra. Also l'adam l'hoishet etzboi b'mayim. It's not that the five inuyim on Yom HaKippurim are more chamur than all other day of the year, because Yom HaKippurim is the holiest day of the year. That's not the pshat. What's the pshat? The pshat is the way the Rambam describes it. That it's a time of Shabbosayim. Shabbos, Shabbosayim. It's a zman of Shvisa. It's a zman of Shavah, Surameni. That's the parallel to Tisha B'Av. That's how the kinnis start off. Shavah, Shvisa. A full Shvisa, a full stop. So what does a full stop mean? So a full stop could mean the seconds after the Sabaros bombing, they say it. I've had, Baruch Hashem, I've never been there. But they say that when there's a terrorist attack, when there's a bomb, when there's a suicide bomber, there's a tremendous explosion, and there are 2 seconds of absolute silence. Absolute silence. And then the screaming begins, and then the sirens start. That's that Shavas. That moment. That's part of the Avelus of Shavas Surameni. That absolute silence before the realization of the devastation. My father described to me in the Suda Masekes, I had to prod him, but he said to me that my father grew up in Vancouver, my grandmother's entire family was killed by the Nazis, her siblings, all of her nephews, nieces, mother, father. My grandmother had nothing left. It's a miracle how she managed to leave early. My father describes that the Shavas,
Every week the Jewish newspaper would come in and there was a list of survivors. And he remembers his mother checking the list to see if there was someone she would recognize a name. That was a house that he grew up in. It was Mamish Shavas. Every week, you imagine, week in, week out, waiting for the paper to come and to check the list. But there's another type of Shabbos, the Shvisa of Yom HaKippurim. What's the Shvisa of Yom HaKippurim? The Shvisa of Yom HaKippurim is a time, it's a Shvisa that's mamish a Shvisa of Simcha. It's not normal, but for 25 hours, we act like malachim. We mamish, raise ourselves up. Those have been zochet to daven with Rav Kass. Keser! Mamish being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu like malachim on Yom HaKippurim. That's what Yom HaKippurim is all about. That we raise ourselves up to the darga of malachim, to reach a darga of tahara, and hopefully we held on to 1/100th of it for the rest of the year. That's the avodah of Yom HaKippurim, to be like malachim. That's the shvisa over there. Not just stam chumrah in the halacha lo'oshet that's b'olamayim. So what does that mean? That means that we're no longer being moneya from the tanugim of Olam Hazeh so as not to get distracted from what the tainus is supposed to be. The individual is mufka, he's entirely removed from all gashmias, not only gashmias of tainim, he just removed. He's an entirely different bechina, he's an entirely different state. That's what he is. L'chura chazal were being mechadesh a gevaldig idea. It's not mukhruch in the psukim when it comes to Tisha B'Av. But the Gemara in Psachim is telling us the chidush that the same applies to Tisha B'Av as well. That a person has to be not simply in a state of tainus, not simply to be in a state of avelus, but also just like Yom Kippur, he has to be shoyves. Why does he have to be shoyves? The two parts to it. One is the avodah shebelev. If a person is going to entirely capture the essence of what the minhagim were supposed to teach us from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Av to its culmination of right now, where he feels entirely one with the Beis HaMikdash, with the goals of the Beis HaMikdash, with the tahara of the Beis HaMikdash, that's the key to rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. In order for that to happen, it's not enough for him to simply not have distractions of the Tanuge Olam Hazeh. He needs to entirely remove himself. He needs to entirely be mafkia himself from those Tanugim. That's the Shvisa. So it's not the same type of shvisa in the sense that we're not acting like malachim, like on Yom HaKippurim, but it's a shvisa where a person entirely removes himself to be able to be entirely focused on the avodah shebelev. And there's nothing else. There's nothing else. Linnaeus Daiti, we said that's the reason why there's no tefillin, there's no Talmud Torah. There's no tefillin in the morning, there's no Talmud Torah. Why? Because those could be distractions. Pe'ercha chavosh me'alecha. Take your tefillin off. There's nothing. It's just you, your amach evarim, and no outlet. No outlet except you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the psukim say. Toiv la'gev, mamish in the third parak as well. Yeshev badod v'yidoim. A person's supposed to sit entirely alone. It's a new phenomenon. I'm not complaining. But it's a new phenomenon to have shiurim on Tisha B'Av. Once upon a time, it wasn't that way. Yeshev bodad v'yidam, entirely by himself. In Kenim Advarim, now we could go back to the avod of Perikimel and the Zman of Mincha. On the one hand, as we mentioned in Eilat Zion, the Beis HaMikdash is burning now. But what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu spare? HaKadosh Baruch Hu spared the lev of Klal Yisrael. Not the physical lev of Klal Yisrael, but the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. And on that, we mentioned that David HaMelech sang a mizmar. Mizmar la'asaf elokim bo goy nachal asecha samti Yerushalayim l'iyim. In order for a person to really reconnect to that mizmar, it has to be that there's a shvisa from everything. To be bodod v'yidam kinat alav. So Paragimel was written at the zman of Churban. Some say the fear of pain is greater than pain itself. That's how some explain why Paragimel is more optimistic. Now we're suggesting a different pshat. It's not that the fear of the pain is greater than the pain itself, but rather at the time of the pain is a tremendous opportunity of iskarvus ta'kadosh baruch hu, where a person realizes that he's part of the segula, he's part of the treasure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To say, wow, I'm connected to Arzei HaLevonim. And all a person has to do is to simply to be mevatel himself a little. And my lev has the potential to be Bilvavi Mishkanevna. I have that koch, that potential inside of me. One step at a time. For sure, to reach Madregas of Tahara, we mentioned people like Rabbi Chanan and so on, it takes years and years and years. But it's our chelik, it's our nachla. And that's what the time now, the time of after Mincha is supposed to represent. On the one hand, we're mamshich the shvisa, full-fledged shvisa. Therefore, asur la'adam l'hoishit etzboi b'mayim. Therefore, our chumra in regards to deodorant and mouthwash and so on. But at the same time, there's a tremendous optimism over here. So we had Rav Soloveitchik's idea in the kinnis that Perek Gimel is a tziduk hadin, is the bechira chafshis, and we're emphasizing another nekuda to Perek Gimel. And that is Zois Oshiv Alibi Al Kain Ochil Chazdei Hashem Kiloy Samnu Kiloy Cholu Rachamov. That Kodesh Baruch Hu in his Rachmanis has still imbued us with a lev tahar. And there are two times a year a person accesses that. Yom HaKippurim, in all of its strength, Yom HaKippurim, and of all days, the days that are associated with filth and tumah, hafuch. Chassidus, they say, I mentioned Kol Ro Deferi Tzigua Bein HaMetzarim, that they chased after us. It's our opportunity to chase after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we could reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi say, use the time. Use this special, special time of Shvisa. You're not going to get it for another few months. Use the time of Churban as a time of tremendous Hiskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in many ways, it's more real than Yom HaKippurim itself. Because no one is going to deny that Yom HaKippurim, in certain ways, we're acting beyond what we really are. We're acting like angels and we're really not. We know at the end of the day we're going to break our fast. We know at the end of the day that we're not going to stay angels forever. It's not possible. But the shvisa of Avelus al Amigdash, in many ways, these moments are more transcendental than the moments of Yom HaKippurim itself. Because the shvisa of Tisha B'Av is a time where a person connects to things that are directly related to our gut. The Mesiras Nefesh of those who preceded us. And that's something if a person spends a little bit of time thinking about, reading about, could definitely connect to. All you have to do is just to get a little bit closer with that grandparent, with that aunt, with that uncle, with that survivor who sits in the back of the shul. Or just simply open up the Sifrei Chazal that speak about Churban and Musar. By the way, the Meiri says it's mutter to learn Musar after Tisha B'Av, after Mincha on Tisha B'Av. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata D'Shmaya that we should be Zeiche to an Emesa Shvisa, a Shvisa that's full of Tahara, a Shvisa that's Mamish, the Pnimius HaLev, to be Zeiche to be Mekayim, Lev Tahar B'Vali, Elikim Ruach Nochon Chadesh B'Kirbi. And with that, Tahara's HaLev, Ezer Hashem will rejoice in the Binyan Bayish Lishin. Thank you.
Thank you.